This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dean. Were you enjoying our little Can Robbie Guess the Carly Song moment there?
I enjoyed it a lot because
you
I got
did very
right.
Well, you got two right. Well, don't worry, I've got a hard one for you coming up. But enough about that. We'll come back to Robbie's Carly dyslexia later on. Carly Lexia, I'm going to call it that.
No, I'm on board. That's great.
It's time for a Mad Wednesday. Guest and joining us in the studio is Paul from the Melbourne Glamourheads, because we are talking all about the International Gay and Lesbian Aquatics Association Championships that are coming to Melbourne in 2020. Hey, Paul.
Hi, Dean and Robbie. Hey. How are you doing?
Now, this is pretty exciting. We were talking about this when we were interviewing you for The Informer way back when the Gay Games was going on in Paris.
That's right.
And it was announced that the International Gay and Lesbian Aquatics Association Championship next year in 2020 is going to be coming to Melbourne.
That's right. So we bid for it while we were in Paris in 2018, and we were the successful bidder.
How much was
it,
$20?
Well, look, it's probably going to cost a whole lot more than that. So if we've got any patrons out there that would want to help us put on a massive aquatics meet, you're welcome to. But we won that bid while the Gay Games were on, and we got to announce that while we were over there.
Wonderful.
And it's actually going to be held in New York this year to coincide with the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall.
Which is really exciting. So it happens every year.
It does happen every year. Every 4 years it's put on in conjunction with the Gay Games.
Now, so. Exactly what kind of aquatics is it? Because when we're talking water sports, I'm thinking there's going up and down, the laneway. Is there any synchronized swimming?
There is synchronized swimming.
Oh, my God,
swimming.
There is. Okay, I'm very excited for that.
Are you going to become a participant?
I mean, I'm going to watch.
And take some photos.
Yeah, of course,
No,
of course.
But there's going to be pool swimming. There'll be water polo. There'll be diving, ocean swimming, open water swimming, and synchronized swimming.
And this is an international competition.
It is. So IGLA, the International Gay and Lesbian Aquatics Association, sanctioned this meet every year. So it's a lot of clubs from the US, a lot from Europe, and this will be the first time it's come to Australia.
Wow.
And every 4 years they sanction the aquatics part of the Gay Games.
Oh, that's so exciting. So this is going to be happening next year just before the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras.
The week before. So we've put it there specifically so that those girls and guys...
You mean the week before the end parade, yeah? I'm just trying to get my pride... seasons correct already. The week before the final parade of the festival?
Oh, yes. Yep. The week before the final Mardi Gras march. And we put it there specifically to encourage people from the US and from Europe to come over, because to them it's a long way to come.
Yeah.
Right? We're used to international holidays being enormous, expensive undertakings.
Yeah.
That's right.
We've got no other option.
It'll be a summer down under for them.
Which sounds like a whole lot of fun. Of course, there's a lot to happen between now and when the championship actually happens, the World Championship happens here in Melbourne. So there's a lot of fundraising that's going to be going on, isn't there?
Yes, which is why I'm here to talk about our kickoff event.
Including one massive one that's kicking off in just a couple of weeks. What is it, Robbie?
Queens of the Pool. Ooh. At the Fabulous Circuit nightclub.
Oh, that's exciting.
We've seen a few incarnations of this sort of, you know, sports teams frocking up into drag.
You were in the first one, weren't you, Robbie?
Yes, I've been in a couple of similar things for the Melbourne Chargers. Paul and I have actually competed together.
Oh, you've gone head to head in drag.
We have gone head to head, and I won.
Oh, lost. Bettina forever. So just to give everyone a listener out there, what this is Queens of the Pool is a drag competition where competitors from Melbourne Glamourheads and Melbourne Surge drag up as drag kings or drag queens and perform against each other.
Yep, it's the tried and tested...
It works pretty well, I must say. It's a very entertaining night.
It does. Shows at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock and midnight in each of those slots. We have
so
a team.
So are all of them competing against each other numbers, or are they team numbers?
No, they're all... Well, there are a couple of group numbers, but we're not going to do a massive big group number on stage because it's a tiny stage and we're baby drag, so we're going to be running into each other as it is.
Now, for any of you that haven't been to these events before, it's absolutely fantastic because they really are just sportsmen and women getting their drag on and having so much fun with it.
Yeah. This one's great because it's not just you, Baby Dragons. You've also got the fabulous Art Simone helping host, who is one of Melbourne's premier drag queens.
Yes, yeah, she will bring an air of professionalism to it, but she will all make us all look pretty rubbish.
Air of professionalism. Yeah, obviously there's a high... I don't know. Art will happily bring the level down to everyone else's level. Art's a great performer. So this is going to be an absolutely fantastic fundraiser, which is happening at Circuit. And it's happening on March 23rd, Saturday, March 23rd. I know that's a couple of weekends away, but better to get in early, quite
absolutely,
frankly.
Absolutely, before
and
it sells out.
Every cent that is raised on that door goes towards supporting the International Gay and Lesbian Aquatics Association Championship happening in 2020 here in Melbourne. And it's going to cost a lot to get these international people to come and stay on my couch. So I think it's important.
I don't know. Wouldn't you be paying them?
No, look, it's going to take a lot. It's a national international championship. So it's going to take a lot to make it happen, to have the facilities, to make all the events occur. And it sounds so exciting. So this is just one of many fundraisers that are going to be going on. And we're going to be talking about them each and every time. But this is such a fun one.
Yeah, there's going to be between 500 and 600 people coming to Melbourne for IGLA 2020. So we've got a week-long sporting competition and a lot of social events that we're organising to really showcase why Melbourne is a destination, not
it
just
really
for
is.
The swimming.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Now, are you going to be getting into drag on the night in your drag
of course
persona?
I am.
Now, Robbie is Bettina Buttons and yours is Donatella Wife.
Donatella Wife. And I, the last couple of times I've done this, I've performed with my drag king in waiting, Johnny Gash.
Ah.
So we'll be doing another number.
Your last number together was absolutely fantastic.
I remember
I was
that.
Judging that and I judged very highly. Very
Celine very Dion good. In a sperm clinic, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah. We'll be doing a prison escapee scene.
Ooh, a little bit of Wentworth thrown
yeah,
in there, I see.
Share.
Oh, how much fun. So, I mean, it just sounds absolutely fantastic, doesn't it, everybody? It's going to be a great night. Queens of the Pool. And I was going to say IGLA, but that doesn't sound right. My English not great. Not right now. An IGLA fundraiser happening at Circuit on March 23rd. We're going to put the details for this. You can find them on Facebook by just going to Queens of the Pool. But we're going to put that up on our social media right now after this interview because it's going to be absolutely awesome. I'm going to be there. Are you going to be there, Robbie?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's going to be. Are you going to drag up, Robbie? Could you just drag, come along and drag for the night?
Oh, come on. Give it a bit of glitter beard.
No, absolutely not.
Oh, well, there you go. But it's going to be absolutely fantastic. This is a really great opportunity to get behind these sports people and support them and also support the IGLA Championship that's going to be coming to Melbourne in 2020. I'm very excited. Now, I have a more important question for you, Donatella Wife.
Go.
Do you like Kylie Minogue?
I was brought up on a diet of pure Kylie Minogue.
Okay, so you're
all about it.
You're in a good place for our competition that's happening today. We're giving away a double pass to see for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, Sarah Keyworth, who's hitting Australian shores this year. She's a Nottingham native and bringing her critically acclaimed debut show, Dark Horse, to the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. And we're giving away a double pass today. But the way that we're doing it, we're warming our listeners up by playing sections of Kylie songs. Because, of course, Kylie's performing tonight here in Melbourne. And Robbie's going to the concert. But Robbie doesn't really know Kylie that much.
She'll be the short one on the stage.
The one you won't be able to see because you'll be looking, you know, it's too small, too small. And previously we had a couple of Kylie numbers played on air and Robbie had to guess the title of the song. We had Locomotion, which went very well, and we've just gotten a message in from Brad saying, because Robbie, I said Robbie had one word wrong, but Brad has said technically the Locomotion, Robbie could have said whatever he liked and been correct because Kylie covered someone else and got the lyrics wrong based on the original. So I can guess.
You were basically channeling Kylie, weren't you? Yeah. You are ready for this concert.
I think Brad sounds a little bitter about this cover.
I can guess that Brad's going to be at the concert tonight. And this entire challenge and competition and the way that we're doing it today is to support Robbie's Kylielexia, which is his Kylie dyslexia, which Simon has messaged in saying it sounds like a fruity white wine, like a fruity lexia, which is very true. So I want to... Now, if you're a Kylie native, Paul, then you're going to know this already. But let's see if Robbie can guess the next song. And if he can't, we're going to throw it to you.
Okay.
I don't even know this song. This'll be good. Oh, yes.
You got it now?
Oh, Nothing. Nah, I got nothing for that one.
What about you?
Oh, love me, love me.
Oh, well, that's pretty close. Can you feel in me? I think is what it is. Oh, so close. Let's give you another one. Let's see how you both go with this.
Oh, yeah, I know this one. This takes me back.
Knew you'd be here tonight. So I put my best dress on, boy, I was so right.
It's electric?
Oh, that's close.
Wow.
It's so electric?
I think it's so electric or so connected, something like that. But that, I think that's good. That's good. Good job.
I don't know what the rest of that line is. But
that was well. All right, I'm going to do one more for the two of you.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. I don't know what the words are,
Kylie,
but that's
the lyrics. It's Get Me Under the Shade.
Oh, my gosh. I am a failure of a
Okay,
Kylie
you're all... All right, so Robbie... I don't know what's going on today, but Robbie seems to be doing better than everyone else. And
I'm calling that 3
You've done your homework.
It's terrifying me. But this one we're putting out to you, all of the listeners. So this is the competition that we're doing today. We're giving away a double pass to see Sarah Keyworth, who's hitting Australian shores for the 2019 Melbourne International Comedy Festival. A Nottingham native, Sarah brings you her critically acclaimed debut show, Dark Horse. Seeing her ponder her gender identity or their gender identity, sexuality and self-exploration in their very own thought-provoking comedy hour. It's going to be a hilarious display of comedy that's... and the Melbourne International Comedy Festival is bringing comedians from all around the globe. So you can get tickets now at Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Sorry, comedyfestival.com.au. We've got this double pass to give away thanks to Comedy Festival. Now, the rules of the competition is you can't be a jury member and you can't have won anything in the last 7 days. And you need to tell us the next line of this Kylie song. Let's see if Robbie knows it. Do you know it, Robbie?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Do you know it, Paul? Don't say it, though.
No, I don't think
I do.
Oh, my
God. That's
even too early days for me.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's especially for you. Jason Donovan, Carmen, I'm shocked by you both. I knew it off by heart. But listeners, tell us what was the next line of that song? You can hit us up on 0427JOY949 or honour@joy.org.au and go in the draw to win a double pass to see Sarah Keyworth at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. We'll be playing that again after the news headlines at 5:30. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9. And don't forget to check our social media for all the details of Queens of the Pool, where you can go and see this fantastic fundraiser for IGLA 2020. You're
Thanks,
on Mad Wednesdays.
Boys.
On Joy, thanks for joining us, Paul.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.